This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN. We figured we'd get him on to get his thoughts on Cam Newton and everything else. Bill Belichick of the Patriots. It's Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg. Mike, how are you?
Don, Peter, great to talk with you. How are you?
Good. We're just trying to wrap our mind around exactly what did the Patriots get today? Did they get a 31-year-old who's rested and ready to get back to what he was? Or is this a broken quarterback whose numbers are just going to continue to decline and Bill Belichick just picked him up for some insurance? What do you see it as?
And that's what's so compelling about it, because there's really no decisive answers to those questions right now. And so we'll see. It's really a TBD situation. And I think what appeals to the Patriots is that it comes at a very low cost. So it's almost like a situation where you say, why not? You know, they like what they had. Bill Belichick's on record as saying that back in May. And so they were prepared to go into training camp with their four quarterbacks, and then all of a sudden this price sort of drops and it opens up the possibility to bring in Cam, and they say, well, it would behoove us to take a look at this because there's really no real downside to do it.
But you know as well as anyone better, I mean, did Bill really like what they had, or is that just the perfect play to lead to you having leverage to get a great deal later with someone like a Cam Newton? Because from everyone we talked to, No one else seemed thrilled about Stidham.
Yeah. Well, and that's a fair question. I would say that, like, whether he says that or not, I don't think that leads to better leverage with Cam. I think the bigger thing with Cam is he didn't have much of a market around the league, right? And so the Patriots were really the only team, maybe another one or two check in, but so to me, that's where the leverage comes in. I actually sort of buy what he's selling with this caveat with the quarterbacks, really Jarrett Stidham. The idea of you can like what you've seen to this point, but there's still going to be a blind spot because he hasn't done it, right? So you like what you've seen based on practice and the way he carries himself in the facility. But just like with Tom Brady in 2001, his second year, like they didn't know what he was ultimately going to become. They sort of like where it was headed, but there was still an element of the unknown there.
Well, what happens to him now? Because, you know, I'm not to say that Cam's a bad guy, but Cam Newton's not going to be interested in mentoring a young quarterback. He's going to try to build up his numbers, prove to the league that he's back, and then he becomes a free agent at the end of the year. So if you believe in this kid, didn't you just hit the pause button for a year on him?
Yeah, you possibly hit the pause button on it because that you're also assuming that Cam Newton's going to come in and be a fit for this culture, which is different from the culture he's been, a fit for this system offensively, just pure football. There's no guarantee on that. I mean, Patriots obviously feel there's a chance, but like I think Stidham's going to have a chance to compete. And if he wins the job, that would be the biggest boost, right? I mean, that would really tell you what you need to know. And if you hit pause for a year, like, you could actually make the case, and maybe this is spinning it too positively from a Patriots standpoint, that you're taking a little pressure off him to give him a little more time.
We were talking earlier today about Belichick in general, and of course, we find out now about the quote-unquote punishment that the Patriots have received for their spying or whatever it was, filming of the Cincinnati Bengals. You guys who cover the Patriots in Boston, how much do you guys think about the storyline of these cheating moments that we've had now, three documented throughout history? I mean, and I'm not saying this, I don't think anyone, or we certainly don't, question the overall talent, smarts, and greatness of Belichick. But at the same time, when does some of these stories add up to affecting the legacy of Bill Belichick and these Patriots?
Well, I mean, it's part of the story, right? I mean, when we're reporting on it last night and into today, I mean, you can't ignore it. It's part of it. I think this particular one I view as much different from some of the past ones, or just talking about one, the Spygate in 2007 and then the Deflategate. To me, this one's completely different, but it gets magnified because of the past.
Sure.
Right? And so I think, to me, that's sort of my view on this one. I would say if you really drill down on this one and understand the dynamics of it, like the idea that it would affect Bill Belichick's legacy, I feel like that's an overreach in this situation. I think the one back in 2007, like, that's a different conversation.
What is it about this one? Sorry, Don. But yeah. What about this one, though, is what? So how do you guys view it? I'm sure you know more about it and spent more time with it.
Yeah. So on this one, like, this is a team's television production crew. So it would be like an equivalent of like a team's social media arm, or like someone that produces an in-house television show. Completely different from the staff, the video staff that will film the game, you know, the coach's angle, and then get that film to the coaches. So this is like a totally different wing of the franchise. And so it really has nothing to do with Bill Belichick, and yet, so this whole penalty, like, he's not involved in it. Like, I know these people. I go on one of the shows. So it's just a whole different deal, but because of the past, it obviously most people who aren't following it that closely just lump it in and say, oh, Belichick's at it again, and that couldn't be further from the truth in this specific situation.
Well, it's like the serial killer can't jaywalk. It's kind of what it comes down to. It's piling on, right? If this was the only one, or if this was the first one, yeah, it's no big deal. It's happened before. It's just that when you look at the totality of the three things, two of them, obviously, Bill was not associated with, Deflategate and this one. That's why he was only fined the $500,000 for what happened in 2007. But from an organizational standpoint, you're still looking at barely $3 million, less than $3 million in fines, a fourth-round pick and a third-round pick, and the head coach only getting fined $500,000. Remember, this is a sport that banned Sean Payton for an entire season just for being on just the staff of the New Orleans Saints as their head coach when Greg Williams was the one that did Bountygate. So I guess when you look at the totality of the three, I don't know how many people are really being discouraged from doing these things.
Interesting. And to me on this one, this specific one, I actually think it's sort of precedent setting, like the idea that, and I'm just going to use an example, like a team's social media staff, they film something that they're not supposed to film, it gets out, and like the idea that your team can now lose a third round pick for that, I actually think that's really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously there's not a history with that team with this, and I think that's right. Probably the point that we're getting at here.
Well, was this just coincidence, the Cam Newton, like, announcement for the signing on the same day of this?
I understand, like, how people have suspicion on that. I think the one thing on that is there's sort of two separate tracks. I mean, one is that the league's the one that, you know, ultimately determines the penalty. And once they come to a penalty, like, that's coming out more on the, you know, based on what the league's timeline is, right? And so,
right.
You know, that's one thing I would say on that.
I'll tell you what, it's good perspective. That's why I wanted to get you on. We know you're close to the situation. And
yeah.
Boy, just the New York-Boston thing just continues. It should be a lot.
We got a
safety here on the Jets congratulating the Patriots on the signing.
Oh, my goodness. and that's an interesting situation. And I would say from a Patriots perspective, I mean, they've dealt with that and they've held the line and they get commended for that. So I'm following that closely in terms of the Jets and Joe Douglas and how he's handling that.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Enjoy the rest of the summer. You all right? Family's okay?
We're good, guys. I really appreciate it. I hope the same for you and all the listeners.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.